Yo.
Oh, are we rolling? It doesn't say on air on my side yet.
Oh, freaking get on with it, my friend. Get on with it.
Oh, there we go. Now it says live. There we go. Beautiful people. 182 of the Ignite Your Purpose Show podcast vlog. Today, we are going to talk about balance, integrity, dedication, falling off the wagon, all of the above. Sorry, my phone is blowing up, so I'm probably kind of flashing in and out. John, who are we and how are you feeling today?
We are Ignite Your Purpose, but we are not 6 minute abdominals. We're not the quick fix, the hacks, the shortcuts, any of that stuff. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, a mix of some mental, some physical, and some spiritual knowledge, mind, body, soul, trifecta. And I'm so proud I remembered that. Max and I have been off the radar for a few days. We're human, we are real, we're honest, and life has just been a bit busy. So to get that spiel out, yeah, it was pretty good thing. I've just literally come up with this subject 2 or 3 minutes ago, being balanced. And just sort of my personal opinion is it's those of us out there, or those people out there who have their life balanced, are, I mean, truly balanced, are few and far between. Lots of us say we've got a balanced life or believe we've got a balanced life, but in reality, it's far from it. And those people who think and say they have, but haven't really, quite often they go through life and they crash and they pick themselves up and they crash. And they pick themselves up, and through that, they cause stress and ill health and sickness. And so, this got me thinking about, is being balanced right or wrong? Or is it more about this? And we've spoken about it a million times about being self-aware and recognizing when this crash is coming, when things are getting way out of whack, spotting it, and then making those lifestyle or behavioral changes to, you might have a little bit of a blip, but to prevent that all-out train wreck at the end of the line, you therefore don't suffer the stresses quite so much. It doesn't impact your health, doesn't impact the family, those people around you, your work, and through that, not being balanced. Through not being balanced, you're more balanced. Max is going to say, I've got a couple of things to say about that. So I'm going to throw you right over to him. And we'll see what he's got to say about it. Max.
Yes, beautiful people. As always, we thank you for joining us. I was at some courses this weekend, and a beautiful woman came up to me and said this, which was amazing, and yet it broke my heart at the same time. She said to me, "Man, do I ever love Ignite Your Purpose? Why did you guys stop doing it?" And that threw me for a loop. That threw me for a loop on Saturday and Sunday. A couple of people said that to me, and for me, I've been working hard behind the scenes, as I'm sure John has as well. We definitely missed a couple of days of the show due to the fact John's been traveling. I know for myself, I'm going away for the whole month of December, so we'll see how that all pans out. But balance, people. Balance is, I think there's a lot of people out there who talk shit. And there's a lot of people out there who tell you their life is perfect every day as well. Oh, it's so awesome. It's always, at this high level. And John's right on that one. That's absolute horseshit because that's not human. Part of being human is suffering. So if we don't admit those things, then I'm the first to call bullshit on anybody else talking that it's always, 110% because that's just it's absolute garbage. So if you're listening to this show, and trust me, I've been in a class for, like I say also all the time, 10 years in the game, tens of thousands of hours, and I've seen people come and go. And I've seen people at their peaks who talk, they're always peaking, and it's a bunch of bullshit, right? Having said that, to have the self-awareness of, like John mentioned as well, when you're gonna crash, when you need some time, And for us, we're talking a little bit more. We weren't able to do the show, but for me, behind the scenes, I was still working, right? So, and I'm sure John was as well. But to know yourself first and foremost, it's kind of where this all starts and where it all always points back to. Don't blame external as well. All you can blame is yourself. If you put a goal in front of your face and you really want to get there, and you continue, or we continue to make excuses as to why we can't, then so be it.
For sure.
It kind of is that simple, right?
It's interesting. Max said that a couple of his friends or people he knows said, "Oh man, I'm bummed you stopped the course." And one of my friends said that to me a couple of weeks ago, 10 days ago, a week ago, and it really passed me by because in my head we hadn't stopped. It was just one of those breaks. And to hear that, it kind of brings it back to the forefront, back to the front of my mind to, even if we can't record a show, let's start sharing content, commenting, interacting with people and doing what we can. Both of
Having
us.
said that, John, I think people are definitely we set a precedence, right? If they're looking, or if they even if they're not watching it, they don't see us posting something every day as a live show. Maybe they think, and I'm not sure. I didn't really ask, why they thought that, right? But it could be, again, our precedent, the bar being set quite high, right?
Max has been putting in a lot of work on the sharing the show and all of that. And I've been doing a lot less. I started a new contract back here, and it's all day Monday and all day Tuesday, basically two 12-hour shift and a 9-hour shift. On top of that, I need to take care of my wife, look after the wife, and take care of myself, and to train. And through that, I've kind of struggled in those, not major doubts, but those blips crept in about how can we possibly do this with 7-hour time gap and work and training and contracts and trying to maintain your health and trying to continue to read and trying to continue to study and not just kind of flicking through a newspaper article, but not that we read newspapers, by the way, because we don't. Just thought I'd get that one in there. But trying to learn this stuff and learn it and actually get it ingrained rather than just, I've read four books this week, but you don't actually remember anything and you don't apply any of these learnings or lessons to your life. And we don't have to apply all of them, but just to say, well, that was interesting, that comment in that book. Let's see what happens if I apply that to my life today. And so I've had a kind of a big reminder this week that my life has been quite out of balance. It's been manageable balanced, but my time has been pulled in so many different areas. So it's about taking a step back, looking at where the time is going, looking at what's effective and efficient use of that time, what's a load of bullshit and a complete waste of time, and then redialing in and getting back on track to where we want to go, which is doing an episode each and every day, interviewing people every week, commenting on comments, getting on Instagram and Twitter and all of the other platforms and seeking out, searching like-minded people to get these conversations going, ultimately to raise the awareness across society, across the internet, the ethernet, of possibility and wealth and health and longevity. And not through a knee-jerk reaction when we've lost it, but being active in preventing these, lifestyle limiting events from happening in the first place. There you go, bit of a ramble, Max. I'll let you finish off. And yeah. Oh man, dude. So Max is in the middle of Canada, and they've not been paying their electricity bills quite so. Is he back? Are you back, Max? No, he's not. So every now and again, his internet drops out, or we'll put some more money back in the meter. But Max is back now, so I'm going to let Max. Hopefully, he heard some of what I said, and he's going to finish off, and then we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, I think I only dropped off for a second there, which is weird, but hey, it happens. I think if we want to talk real talk and we want to help, when we talk about balance, I think John, and I'm only saying this because he mentioned a few things there, like, the pull life balance. I mean, we don't have kids, and he's working, whatever, but there are people out there trying to start businesses, trying to keep their head above water, trying to lose 5 pounds, and they have 15 kids and they have 3 jobs and they have, so how do you prioritize? Honestly, right? Like for me, last night I told John, man, I wanted to figure something out. I stayed up till 4:30 this morning. I do not in any way, shape, or form endorse that. I've personally been on some highs with, my 10 years in the game stuff. There's been some serious stuff going on there with, Ascension and all this other crazy stuff going on. So I couldn't even sleep last night. New moon, all this jazz. So I was like, you know what? I don't have to get up to go to work tomorrow, so I can do this. And I put in a 29 or 32 hour day yesterday. That doesn't bother me. That's just me, though. I'm only talking for me. There are people who come home from work, have to cook for their kids, their wife, their husband, whatever the story is, and they just don't have that oomph to keep going. So we talk balance. It is the mind, body, soul trifecta. You have to find yourself time for yourself. You have to find time for yourself. To find time for your dreams, because when you're on your last breath and you didn't try, there's going to be some regrets in there. That's just my take, people. That's just my take. That's why I do what I do. But let's talk about prioritizing. How and or what can we give back to the listeners on that note, John?
Maybe it's to accept that there is no balance, and sometimes it will be all about you and taking care of your health, because if you're not healthy, then how can you give your best to other people? Some days it'll be about sacrificing. So it might be a choice between feeding yourself or feeding your children. I know that my mum was in that position back in the day. Looking at your time, looking at whether you need to spend another 2 hours on Amazon, or you get up 30 minutes earlier and you make breakfast for the kids and you make the lunch for the kids and you prepare some dinner, because that allows you to not spend money on those meals out. It allows you then to pay for a babysitter so you can go and get a second job or drive a cab or work in a bar. Just a few things I've just thrown in the air there. So, Max, anything?
No, I agree. And I think in the end it's, how bad do you want what you're going after? If it's a lukewarm thing, you'll get a lukewarm result. If it's cold, you'll get a cold result. If it's red hot and it's what you dream about, what you fall asleep to, what you wake up for, you will find a way. It is that true. No, nothing else will get in the way. Having said that, John is 100% correct. There's going to be days where you go, like I did, 32 hours straight. You know what? I might need to sleep 2 days now. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But that's where being gentle to yourself comes in. And I think that's kind of where John was touching upon from the get-go, is being gentle when you, if you want to call it, fall off or can't follow through on exactly what you think you need to do, right?
Not beating yourself up for hour upon hours
Exactly.
or days and reliving this story over and over and over again. It's saying, okay, it happened. Maybe analyzing why it happened, having to think of what you could have done differently, not to relive it over and over again, but so that you can, if given that same situation or a similar situation, make a better decision.
Love it. I love it.
I think that's a good point to leave it on. Shit happens. Let's not relive it. Let's not go over it. Let's just analyze it, take the good points, and make a better decision next time. Ask better questions of ourselves. Okay. From me to you, it's good to be back. Max, it's really good to chat. And I know sometimes the 7 hours gets in the way, but I think we want it more than we don't want it. So I look forward to making this a bit more of a regular event this next coming 2 or 3 weeks. And then when you go off to Hawaii, we'll make it work. in some way, shape, or form. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the audio listeners, the video watchers, for those who comment, for those who interact with us. Please do hit us up, like, hit the hashtags, share it, do that kind of good stuff. But please tune in. If you get the value, please tune in and share it with your friends. Max, final word.
I will leave on this. John touched upon it, but learn from your mistakes, grow from your mistakes, and become.
Max is gone again. Be kind to yourself, I think he was going to say. I will say goodnight, bye-bye, and we'll see you on episode 183.